Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Happy Monday, everyone, and thank you for joining us here today. You are listening to Universe Talk with Monica Ortiz here on the Life Coach Radio Network. Monica Ortiz is a successful life coach, published author, and respected healer. For over 20 years, Monica has helped people from all walks of life overcome adversity, achieve goals, and find success. Her radio shows are designed to bring her wisdom to you. Welcome to the show, Monica.
Thank you, Vanessa. I'm happy to be here today. It's Monday, December 29th. I'm Monica Ortiz, broadcasting live from Los Angeles, California. I love Mondays, and I hope you do as well. Mondays for me are the fresh start of a new week, and I'm glad to be spending my Mondays with you. Here on Universe Talks, we will be discussing all aspects of life and the universal principles to give you the tools to develop and keep success, good health, and fulfillment in all aspects of your life. If you have a question, call in at 646-716-9397, and let's talk. You might get an answer that you need. Also, if you don't want to call in but still have a question, you can email me at radio@theuniverseseries.com, and we will read and answer your question on the next show or on a show with the topic that it pertains to. Today's show is a new year, a new life, how to reflect and keep it positive. We have special guest Jason Troy here with us today. He's the author of Social Wealth, How to Build Extraordinary Relationships. Jason is a life mastery coach and the top expert on teaching people how to connect and belong to create extraordinary relationships in business, life, and love. At the heart of his strategy is the understanding that people and your relationships are your true wealth. Everything we accomplish or do in life is with or through other people. Jason speaks to organizations on networking and building influential and meaningful relationships with customers, prospects, donors, and other critical business relationships. Hi, Jason. How are you?
I am doing wonderful, Monica. How are you doing?
I'm really, really wonderful today. I love Mondays. I can't tell you how much. For me, it's like the start of my week, and I'm always hopeful that my Mondays go well, because I tell you, it sets the pace for the rest of the week for me. I don't know about everybody else, but that's how I take it.
I think Mondays are a great day. I think that if you change your mentality, because a lot of people take a look at Mondays as something negative, and they look at Fridays as something positive. And if you reframe that, you can have an exceptional week, because every day is a great day.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's how you have to treat every day and go into it exactly like that.
Yes.
So I wanted to ask you, I want you to please share with us, what is social wealth?
Social wealth is about creating extraordinary relationships to create an exceptional life. Because everything we do in life, as you said before in my bio, is accomplished with or through other people. We don't do anything alone. And so it's imperative that you create relationships with others in an extraordinary way.
Yep, I absolutely believe that. I practice that every day. Everything I do, I have to tell you, people think I'm superwoman because of you know, the fact of how I multitask and whatnot, but I work with other people, and I rely on those people to help me through my work, through, you know, problems that I have in my life. I have a friend who's a sounding board for me, you know, just, he doesn't even speak. He just listens, and I just talk and figure things out. So, yeah, definitely people are very, very important to us. How do you feel social wealth benefits someone, in your words?
I think we do everything in life with or through other people. So our lives can either be much harder or much easier based on our relationships. And if you create relationships in the right way, people will be your biggest fans and they will do anything to help you in your life. And you'll be able to create richer and deeper relationships with everyone you touch in your life, whether it's an acquaintance to someone who may be very close in your inner circle, such as a marriage partner, a business partner, someone you work with, one of your friends and family.
Yep, absolutely. Why is providing value to people you meet important?
Well, I think it's really critical because you stand out immediately if you help people get what they want first, because most people do it the opposite way. They go and take. It's like having a bank account and you're running a deficit from the start. And when you start helping people from the beginning, you gain a lot of trust from someone else, and you also allow them to be more authentic and vulnerable with you because they know you actually care. And no matter even if your help, when you help them, it doesn't result in anything actually happening, for you to extend yourself like that to someone else means an awful lot to that person, because people normally don't have that interaction with people, as I said before, and the people that do that are people in their inner circle. And so you immediately stand out and can start building relationships with people much, much faster.
I think that's true. I think that when people notice that you used a word when you were speaking, and one that I really, really liked, which was authentic. When people really,
yeah.
You only have one chance, and this statement is so true, I found it to be so true, to make a first impression. But when people get to, after you've made that first impression and people really get to know you and they find out you're authentic, they find out you are exactly who you say you are, it makes such a difference in the relationship. It builds trust,
yeah. It
builds comfort, it builds safety, and when you are exuding all those things and people are experiencing those things from you, they are so relaxed around you. And you used the second word that you liked, that I liked that you used, was vulnerable. People are able to be vulnerable around you. People are able to come to you and say, listen, and just tell you the truth, be honest with you and tell you the truth, listen, I couldn't get that done because such and such happened, or I got it done way faster and, I ran into a couple of problems along the way though, and just kind of tell you what happened so that maybe you can say, oh, you had that problem, you know what, I had that problem too, and how did you overcome it? Well, this is how I overcame it, and it creates this relationship of honesty. And I think that that's so incredibly important and healthy in relationships.
Yes, I think this authenticity thing is extremely important, because we often heard the story of when someone meets someone else in a dating scenario, and then after a while, they're like, well, you weren't like that in the beginning. Well, you treated me and acted differently than you do now. And it's sort of the Jekyll and Hyde, or the other person coming out. And the same thing happens, I've heard often when people take a job and they interview in the beginning, they act some way and then they change. And that's not being authentic, right? You're not being authentic in that moment, because when you met the person, you were acting like someone else. So you were actually impersonating yourself. And that does a disservice to yourself and someone else, and that causes a big rift in the relationship-building process, because it breaks trust. And it breaks trust in an essential way, because then people think, well, how much of you then isn't who you say you are? And why should I believe you moving forward? Because now, from day one, you were lying to me about some essential facts or information, and that really causes a big problem. And so I told people all the time, lead with who you are. You are awesome and great the way you are. You don't need to act or be anyone other than you are. And if you try to do that, you are going to have a lot of challenges down the road.
You are, absolutely. And I'm glad that you brought up the dating thing, because this is one of the things that we talk about. I teach a course called Breaking the True Love Code, and this is one of the things that we talk about. You have to you are going to get your feelings hurt much less often. and other people will get their feelings hurt much less often. Just be you. Let people get to know who you are. If you're working on yourself, you know, definitely say, hey, you know what? I'm not perfect. I'm doing some work on myself. And I'm going to tell all our listeners, I think I said it before, but I don't know. If I haven't, I'm going to reveal it now. I'm a germaphobe. I am. My mom worked in a hospital when I was growing up, and so our house had to be immaculately clean. And not only that, it was when she would get home from the hospital, we would hear stories. And so, you know, her having a medical background, we would hear about germs and what germs do and diseases and all kinds of stuff. And so I am a germaphobe. I wash my hands quite a bit, and I keep my house really clean, make sure my clothes are clean, make sure my body's clean. My husband says that he's never washed his hands so much in his life until he met me. So, but I let people, you know, like, that's just something I reveal of myself. You know, I'm not perfect. You know, if your hand's a little sweaty, if I see you sweating, I probably won't shake your hand, but, you know, I might give you a pat on the back. I don't know. But I let people know what my imperfections are. And a lot of people say, Monica, don't do that. You know, just let people get to know you. But I don't want to put on a front. I just want people to know who I am, absolutely who I am, flaws and all, because I have them too. And I feel as though that's my genuine self. You know, I let everybody know I'm not perfect. I let everybody know that I'm honest and open, and people feel very comfortable when coming to me and speaking to me because I'm not perfect. And I also let everybody know I'm still working on myself. You know, so yes, it's very, very important to be authentic. I work really hard not to hurt people's feelings, you know. Very careful with what I say, and very careful with my actions as well. Very coherent of them, very conscious of them. So the other thing is I'm very shy. I'm a very shy individual. And so when people meet me, it takes me a little bit to talk, and it's not because I'm a snob or anything like that. You know, I've noticed that my shyness sometimes puts people off, but then I just let them know, you know, apologies, you know, this is something that I'm working on, or while I was working on it still a little bit, this is something I'm working on. So, you know, forgive me if I'm, you know, not as talkative as you may want me to be. And then I'll just make a joke. Trust me, when you get to know me, you'll want to shut me up, you know, to make them feel a little bit at ease. But, you know, that's something that I've been working on. So on that note, I'm going to ask you, because you're talking about social wealth and you're talking about meeting people and creating relationships, what advice would you give somebody who's shy?
I mean, all social communication and emotional skills are learned behavior. So we learn them, and anyone can learn and master them. It doesn't matter whether you're an introvert or extrovert, you still can get significantly better on these skills, and you will if you practice them. It's like anything else. It's like going to the gym and working out. You get in better shape if you keep going. If you don't go, you won't. I mean, and so I think you have to flex those muscles. And I tell people all the time that it's really important to do that. And you can do that in very easy ways by going to group activities, by participating in charity events, nonprofit events, interest groups, other things of that nature, because people all go to those events to be social. They're there to participate. When you go to any other environment, people are not necessarily there to be social and talk to other people. So it can actually create more anxiety over time. And you can go to a lot of these organizations and groups and ask to volunteer. And, you know, you could do something easy where you go before the event. And I have a couple clients who have very bad social anxiety, and they go before the event. They check out the event to make sure that it's safe for them. And they work the check-in table. So they get to meet all the people that are coming in. And that way, when their shift is over, they can go and meet people, and they're meeting them a second time. So it lowers their anxiety level, and they feel a lot more comfortable and safe. And so that's, you know, that's one thing. And I'd say the second thing is ask people questions. I mean, people don't listen to each other, and that's one of the biggest rapport-building tips possible is actually ask questions and listen. You have two ears and one mouth for a reason, so use them. And it's amazing what can happen if all you do is ask someone, so how's your week going? What's on your agenda? What have you been doing? And you can just basically riff off of that and keep asking them questions. Well, do you belong to this organization? You know, what do you like to do? I mean, ask them questions around that. People will continue to talk. And if you ask them their opinion, people love it even more because most people never get their opinion asked. So if you ask them a question on something of that nature, they'll love to tell you.
Nice. So. Very nice. Thank you for that. And I've volunteered for different organizations, for charity organizations, because I believe in them. I think we all need help. And sometimes we don't realize who out there needs help. So all of you callers, take that tip. Go and do some volunteer work, build your networks, go and talk to people. And I like how you said to listen, because that's another thing that you and I have in common. I teach effective communication, and effective communication is listen, you know, it's talking. Yes, we all want to have our opinions heard. We all want to have, you know, our voices heard. But effective communication is not just talking, it's listening and then asking questions. Asking questions brings you to a deep understanding. And you're absolutely right, Jason. A lot of people don't get their opinions asked. And so it makes them, I guess the word, you know, feel good when somebody's saying, hey, what do you think about this?
Yeah, and I think it's important.
Yeah, it gives them a chance to open up to you. And if you're receptive, listeners, if you're receptive to listening to them, you might learn something from the answer that they give you, and it may help you in the future. So again, be prepared to listen and ask questions. Don't just get, you know, I know a lot of people who, you know, they're just waiting to talk. It looks
yes.
like they're listening, but they're really not.
Yes.
They're waiting to get their point across or have their opinion heard or have their voice heard. And you know, a lot of times, and I'll see this, and I'm sure you will too. I'm sure you do as well, Jason, where you're in a group conversation and it's almost that one person will chime in and it's almost as if they didn't even hear what was going on. They were just
yep.
ready to jump in with their own whatever.
Yep. Happens all the time. You see it. I mean, I think that's a key to being present in these conversations as well, because when you're mm-hmm. present and you're an active listener, you listen to what someone says and you don't try to think in your head of the next question or thing to say. That's when people start knowing that you're not paying attention, you're not present. And what happens then typically is people's eyes start to dart around, their body language starts to be closed off, or they move it around. And when that tells the other person is they're not important and the other person doesn't care what they're saying. And that's an immediate huge turnoff, because nonverbal communication is the majority of communication. It's, you know, anywhere from 70 to 90%, depending on what stats you take a look at. So what you don't say is actually more important than what you do say. So having great body language and being present in your conversations and listening is some of the key advice for anyone that works all the time instantaneously. You will change how people perceive you, how people like you, how many people want to follow up and get to know you later and build relationships with you just off of doing that alone.
Good advice. I have to ask you a question, because I heard this from somebody. I was at an event a couple of years ago, and I've heard it before, how you just spoke about body language and spoke about the importance of body language. When I'm with my clients and they're suffering from low self-esteem, I talk about body language. And one of the things I say is stand tall, you know, correct your posture. It's amazing how just correcting
yes.
your posture, being aware of your posture, makes a difference. And so the comment I heard a couple of years ago was at a film, I was a filmmaker, so I was at a film function. And an executive producer from that film, he came over and he was talking to me, and he said, "Who are you?" Which I thought was a really funny question. He says, and he wasn't hitting on me because he was there with his wife, and he was just super curious. He says, and I just told him, you know, I'm Monica Ortiz and blah, 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 a little bit of my history. And he says, "You walked in the room." He says, "And I just noticed you right away that you were somebody that I wanted to meet. You were somebody important." And I said, "Wow, what gave you that?" He's like, you stand so tall, you know? And I do, I have really, really good posture. I had somebody else comment to me about it the other day. He's like, "You have really great posture." But I learned that, and I learned it because I sing. And so, you know, when you're taking vocal classes, they tell you stand up tall, you know, sing from your diaphragm, so on and so forth. But do you think that makes, I mean, you just talked about how, what do you think about that? Let me just say that.
I think it makes a huge difference, because if you're standing tall, that means you have confidence. And you're mm-hmm. giving off and radiating energy to other people that you are confident in yourself and who you are and what you have to say and how you carry yourself. So I think it's very important that you do that. And the people that don't start to cower forward, and you can see them being closed off, right? You'll see shoulders hunched forward. You'll see people crossing their legs. You'll see people crossing their arms. You'll see people that are fidgeting. They're just moving around with a lot of nervous energy. You'll see them also nodding a lot, because that's mm-hmm. when people start agreeing way too much. They'll nod, and that is because you are trying to gain acceptance, because you don't think you're enough and you don't think that you're good enough, and you're nervous that other people are judging you at that point. And that all causes a lot of problems. That's why people talk way too much. And because they're trying to sell themselves to get affirmation on who they are from the other person. And that is not the point of communication, is not to get affirmation from someone else initially. It's not going to help you at all.
Right. So talk to me really quickly about you just talked about people selling themselves. And I know that people do this, the oversell.
Yes. I mean, people oversell
them.
Well, I think the first thing is that's because people try to communicate too much. You'll see this happening often. An easy example is a man going up and talking to a woman in a dating scenario. And what you'll often see is a man will keep talking about things that are important, like social status things, like how much money that they have, the car that they drive, the education that they have, and trying to sell a woman on social status because they think that that is going to make them seem more important, and a woman will choose them in that moment because of that. And they'll keep talking instead of actually being inquisitive and asking questions and being engaged. And you see this happening, and what happens is actually the opposite then. Because then so the woman sits there, and then you give away all your power, and you're waiting to be judged as a man, and that is not the position you want to put anyone else in, and actually turns someone else off. And that causes a lot of challenges. And it still happens in a business environment the same way. When you talk too much, you're not really helping yourself. If you go to a networking event or business event or anywhere where you are talking about your business context, you should always be asking people, well, what do you do? What are your biggest business challenges? You know, how could I help you? Because then you change the whole tenor of the conversation with someone else. And it creates an amazing opportunity for you. And also in that moment, you have mystery. That person then stands there and is thinking, why isn't that person talking as much? They must be really confident that they are a pretty awesome person, that they don't need to do that. And in a business context, if you're helping someone, people are like, wow, who is this person? I have to get to know them. Like, I never meet anyone like that. Someone trying to help me at least, that's pretty amazing.
Right, right. It is. It really, really is. And I want to talk about that really quickly, because that's very, very important. How often is it, and just be honest, okay, just let's be honest. How often is it that you hear somebody saying, what can I do for you?
I mean, it's probably almost, it's extremely rare, I hear it more because that's what I do, so I reflect it. But
right.
I would say to you that if I go to a complete stranger that I don't know, that has had no interaction with me, it is extremely rare that that ever happens. That's why I told
yeah.
people to do it, because immediately you stand out, and you don't need to think about tricks, gimmicks, all these funny lines, trying to do something. You will immediately stand out by doing that because no one else does it.
Yeah. You know, you and I have a mutual friend, AJ. His name is AJ Shaw, and he actually works with both of us. But AJ is absolutely 100% that guy. He is that guy. He is the, what can I do for you? I love it. I love him. I love it. Because he's always like, what can I do for you? And he's absolutely genuine. He wants to know what he can do for you. And AJ rarely asks. I mean, he's just one of those people who, you know, he's great at opening doors and getting things done. And he's, you know, he's just one of those people that's his personality and that's his genuineness, if I can use that word. He wants to know what he can do for you. And I think sometimes people are like, who are you?
Yep. It's a great thing.
Yeah. And then he's honest about it, and he always follows through, which I think is amazing. But it's those people that are, you know, few and far between that we meet. Most people are usually asking us what we can do for them.
Yes. And the other thing about it, too, it cuts through a lot of the BS. Because if you really take a look at it, when some people actually ask, what can I do for you, it takes much farther down the road in a relationship. And really, all the time before that, you're wasted because you're trying to figure out whether you can trust the person or not. And at the end of the day, you're still going to have to extend yourself.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. We all have to put ourselves out on the line. And it's the only way that we get things done. So another question for you. We're talking about relationships. And so what does a meaningful relationship look like?
I think when you can be authentic and vulnerable, be willing to give to other people fully of yourself and share your truth with them. And I think when you can do that, you can have a meaningful relationship. And again, I use the word relationship in a broad context. It could be a relationship with someone that's short-term, for a season of your life or for a lifetime. And I think if you start to have those things in your life and you do them immediately, you will have an amazing relationship because people then will be able to tell you everything they need to tell you and share with you those things and open themselves up in places they may never have before, which will allow you to have, love, care for someone else, and also open yourself up because you're able to help them and share with them in their own life and contribute.
Yeah. It's amazing what we can build. Jason, we have to take a really quick break. It's
good.
The midpoint in our show. So hang on. Don't go anywhere. And off to you, Vanessa.
Universe Talks with Life Coach Monica Ortiz is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. They have more than 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. If you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/Life Coach Radio, you get one free audiobook and a 1 month trial of the service. Back to you, Monica.
Thank you, Vanessa. Jason, so staying on the topic of relationships, and thank you for talking about meaningful relationships. I think it's very important for us not just to build relationships, but to make them meaningful. And you're 100% right. Sometimes people are in our life for just a minute, and sometimes they're in our life for 10 years, and sometimes they're in our life for the rest of our lives. I have some really good friends that I've been friends with for 20 years and more. And then I have some budding friendships, you know, that I've had for 2 years now. And I look forward to keeping them healthy and continuing for them to grow. So what is one piece of advice that you can give somebody, our listeners, one thing that we can do to keep our relationships healthy?
I think that you need to lead in your relationships. I think that people wait around for other people to do things way too much. And if you want someone else to be vulnerable with you, you need to lead with vulnerability. I always told people that lead with your own story and share yourself with other people, because it's very rare when something negative will ever happen with that. It's almost always at least neutral or positive. And most of the time it's very positive. And that's how you start to create relationships that matter. And if your relationship is in a real quandary, I told people, do that, right? Because one of the things that happens is that we often tell people that we love them, but we don't tell them why we love them. And I have clients who've had challenges with this, and I'm like, if you sat down and tell the person you're with why you love them specifically, what is it that they do that makes them special to you? And share a story and something that they did for you that was really meaningful. When someone does that, it changes everything immediately. And if someone's listening right now and they go and do that, I guarantee you will have an amazing reaction, because that is not what people do.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. And I have to tell you, it used to make my husband crazy when I would ask him that, you know, why? Why do you love me? He'd be like, what do you mean, why? I was like, tell me why. How is it? You know, I just mostly say, I tease him and go, how much do you love me? But that's me being flirty. And that's something that at first he would say, you know, why are you challenging it? And I'm like, I'm not challenging it. That's me being flirty. You have to understand. So it's really important that you explain some of your behaviors to people as well. You know, because like I said, when I would say how much, it's really me being flirty, and he didn't understand it, because for somebody else asking him, for them, it was them challenging his love. And so when I did it, he took it as the same, and I had to address it. I had to stop, not get defensive, not challenge him back. Well, what do you mean? Why are you, asking? Why are you asking? Can't you just tell me? Didn't do any of that. Just, hey, this is me being flirty. This is how I flirt. I don't ask you all the time, but it's kind of that thing for me. And so I've had to explain, again, that's getting to know somebody, but being honest as you get to know them too. We spoke about honesty earlier in the piece, being honest about it, be honest with your feelings, and really get to know yourself as well. In you being genuine, you have to know who you are. So get to know yourself, and I know me because I've worked on getting to know me, and I know what my flirty is. I know what my romance is. I know what my happy is. I know what my sexy is. I know what my, I use this word complete honesty. I practice complete honesty. And for me, and I had to explain that too, he's like, what does that mean? I don't even know what that means, because a lot of people have varying degrees of what they understand as honesty. And for me, it's complete honesty. And I explained it. It's being able to tell the story from all sides, not just my side of the story, but the story from all sides. And that is from practicing effective communication, listening, and asking questions so I can come to understanding. I've had to learn myself, and as all of you listeners get to learn yourselves, you'll be able to, when approaching new relationships, be able to be your genuine self, which is really, really going to help you in your life. So, Jason, I wanted to ask you, what is next for you?
What is next for me?
I'm excited. I am
working on a lot of things, and a couple things I'm working on is I'm working on a new relationship product to help people really build extraordinary relationships, both in their personal and professional lives. And that's one thing. I am working on my next book, which will be out in the fall, and that's going to be helping people create an extraordinary life all the way through their habits, practices, and relationships, and how to master your own psychology. So,
wow, what's that book called?
Yes.
What's the title of your new book?
Well, it's going to be called Extraordinary, How to Build the Exceptional Life.
Oh, bravo you. We say that, too. That's my catchphrase.
There you go.
I always tell people, we at the Universe Series, we build exceptional people. So you and I are going to have words after this.
Yeah.
I'm so teasing you.
Okay.
So I'm very excited for you, and I'm very excited that your new book is, that you're working on it, and that, everybody out there gets a chance to experience more from you and with you. That makes me very, very happy. If you had one thing that you could, I'm going to say wish, and I use that term very freely. If you could make one wish for everybody out there, what would it be?
It would be to go and face one fear this week that you have. Because when you can learn to embrace fear and realize that fear is actually fuel for your growth and it's actually a compass to move you forward, you'll have amazing things happen. And when you're afraid and you actually face that uncertainty, you grow, because all growth happens outside our comfort zone. So I'd ask people listening to do one thing that scares you this week. It could be very small. It could be going up and talking to a stranger. It could be, doing something that you are really afraid of. It could be jumping out of an airplane if you're more aggressive side of things. It could be asking yourself some very hard questions if you're having some challenges in your life. So whatever that might be, take it on. Because that is where you are going to fuel your growth and your happiness. Because when you feel like you're making progress, you become happy. And that is part of the process.
That's amazing. I second that wish. That's beautiful.
Me too.
I have to say there's one thing that that I do that not a lot of people do. And I am, I said earlier, very, very shy. And I was shy coming out of the womb. My mom will tell you that, as a little girl, that was just me. I was the kid who attached myself to her leg whenever we would go anywhere and not really want to talk to anybody and whatnot. But here's my but. I am the person who gives out compliments. When I feel something, I go with it. And so if I see somebody, have a beautiful pair of shoes, I say, oh, my God, a beautiful pair of shoes. Or, somebody with their hair, with a new coif, I say, hey, your hair looks really good today. Or that's a nice suit. Or whatever it is. Or you have a really wonderful smile. Keep smiling. That, I'm sure it makes everybody feel good around you. And that's to people, to the people that I surround myself with, but also to people that I don't know. If I see something and I'm really appreciative of it, even if it's appreciative of them, appreciative of what they're doing, like I said, the beautiful smile, I will say it. There's nothing that holds me back. I wish that more people were able to just throw out a compliment, an honest compliment now and again.
Yeah.
Just if you feel something, say it. Don't be afraid of saying it, because if you hold it in, think of that person. You don't know whose day you could make.
Yep. I mean, I often say to clients and my friends, just ask people how their day is going. It's amazing how many people, when you go to like grocery store or the dry cleaner or the gas station. I mean, just asking someone, so how's your day going? And actually caring what someone says and paying attention and not looking around. You can cause someone's day by that question and by your presence alone to radically change in an instant. And you have that power because everyone listening is extremely powerful. And they're just not, they don't feel like they're powerful because in their head, but the reality is they are. And so I think by giving people a compliment that's meaningful is an extremely powerful thing, because you're telling someone else that you care and appreciate what that other person is and what they're doing and how they're carrying themselves. And that is very important. And so I think that is a great thing for people to do.
It is absolutely important. And on that note, I'm going to say, talk to your grocery store clerk, ask them how they're doing. They are trained to ask you how you're doing as a courtesy, but ask them how they're doing, because you don't know how many people they've run across. And a lot of people, if you've noticed, a lot of people going through the checkout line are having issues. So just ask your grocery store clerk how they're doing. Make their day. You know,
It does.
And I have a big habit of my mom, I learned that from her. She's, you know, again, raised in Texas, you know, where you will go to the grocery store and there could be four people in front of you with not a heck of a lot of groceries, but it would take a while to check out. And the reason it took a while to check out was because the grocery store clerk was asking the person how they were doing. And then it became a big conversation. And everybody in line, nobody ever got mad. It was just the way it was. And so with each person, how you doing? How are you doing? Oh, well, this and that and the other. When my mom came out to Los Angeles the first time she visited me here, oh, my goodness. Well, I took her grocery shopping because I take all my family. I want to make sure they are eating what they like, because they all make fun of the fact that I eat, you know, very healthy. So I want to make sure that they're getting what they like. So I take them all to the grocery store. I took my mom to the grocery store. And the grocery store clerk said, yeah, how are you doing today? And my mom just went at it. Oh, my gosh, I'm in Los Angeles. My daughter just moved here. She's going to college. And I was like, and the grocery store clerk, she was listening to her jaw just dropped. I was like, Mom, it's not Texas. Mom, it's not Texas, Mom.
Yeah.
You know, we don't do that here. You know, I had to learn the same thing. But she was for 10 minutes. But the reason why I hurried my mother was because the people in back of us were getting irritated at the long story, but definitely make your grocery store clerk today. Not a lot of people ask them how they're doing, and you know, or share a joke and a smile, you know, make them smile so that their day can be a little bit easier, and then somebody will come along and make you smile. I think what goes around comes around.
It does. And if you start asking people, thinking to yourself, how can I add value to everyone I touch every day, you will see your life expand in amazing ways. And especially if you do it to people that are closest to you, because often we overlook them and we either take it for granted or take them for granted. And we don't really do what we need to do for them in our lives. And that causes a rift. And so that's an important question to ask yourself every day. You know, what value can I add to other people that I surround myself and interact with?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And value comes in many different forms, everyone.
Yes.
Many different forms. So again, be present and ask. Ask, get to know the person you're in a relationship with. And you're in a relationship with everyone you're speaking to. Okay? It's not just, oh, I have a relationship with my parents, I have a relationship with my wife. You have a relationship with everybody, your coworkers, your boss, your friends, your family, everybody you're dealing with, you're in a relationship with. So get to know them. Just as much as you want people to know you, you have to get to know them.
Yes.
And the story I told about, you know, my husband getting to know how I flirt, you have to know what somebody else, what they value. And they have to know what you value. You know, if you're keeping that from them, like you said, you're just creating problems for yourself. So be honest, let people know. And you'll see, and I'm sure you'll agree, you'll see doors start opening up for you too.
Yes. I mean, often the greatest things we have to give away are free. There are love. Mm-hmm. There are time. There are attention. There are interest. There are caring. You know, there are support. And I think those mm-hmm. things are all free and everyone can give them, but we withhold them the most. And we try to substitute those things with material objects. And that never happens well. That never goes well. I mean, think about Christmas time, right? I mean, we've lost the meaning of Christmas and the holidays in general because people think about it as what can I buy and what can I get? And that's not mm-hmm. the point of it all. And I think when you start to get in touch with it, and especially, you know, as the new year comes around in 2015 there, start thinking about how can I add value in people's lives? How can I tell people I care? How can I tell people why I care about them? How can I learn mm-hmm. to forgive those people and let go of, you know, the hate, anger that's going on inside of me and move forward? And I think if we could start doing that, people are going to have an exceptional year coming up.
Yes, I believe it. I absolutely believe it. So, Jason, do you have a website or where can people find your book?
Sure. Well, they can go, first, they can go to my website, which is beextraordinary, all one word, .tv. And if they want to go find my book, they can find it on there, or they can go to Amazon.com and they can search for Social Wealth and they can find my book there.
Awesome. I love it. Well, I'm really, really excited to have you on the show today, and I'm really glad
well,
that
you.
We spoke. And I'm sure our listeners are going to benefit from it. And yes, go to Jason's site, beextraordinary.tv. And or if you want to get his book, Amazon, loveamazon.com.
Yes, I do too.
Yeah. So Jason, thank you again so much for joining us. I hope that we can talk again, and I hope that you know the closer you're coming to your next book being published. I definitely want to have you on the show again so that we can talk, you can talk to our listeners a little bit, give them a little preview if you don't mind.
Sure.
So they can definitely get out there and start creating some social wealth and creating
yes.
a better life for themselves.
That's awesome. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate being on the show and talking to all these amazing people out there.
Thank you, and have a great, great day, Jason. We're going to wrap up here very shortly.
Thanks.
And again, let's talk soon.
Yes. All right. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was really awesome with Jason joining us. I hope you guys will definitely go to Amazon.com and or go to his website and read the book, you know, start exploring how you can create your own social wealth for yourself. I think Jason touched on a lot of wonderful subjects and had a very, I say, beautiful wish for everybody, for all of you out there. If you haven't already signed up for our newsletter, take 1 minute and do that now. Go to www.theuniverseseries.com and sign up for our newsletter. We'll send you a free copy of my book, Universe 101, Learn, Grow, Evolve, upon sign up, which is the book that I wrote last year designed to give you the keys to unlocking lasting health, happiness, and fulfillment in your life. Additionally, being on the newsletter, you will also get great, amazing stories written by myself and the rest of the team every 2 weeks. A lot of these articles contain the keys to successfully maintaining and improving your relationships, career, health, and more. So it is a very powerful newsletter full of articles that will inspire, uplift, and provide answers to life's most frequently asked questions. Go to www.theuniverseseries.com and sign up now. All you need to do is put in your email address. Vanessa, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So I want to talk to you, our listeners, really quickly about our next intensive, which is Breaking the True Love Code, which will be held January 16th, 17th, and 18th here in Los Angeles. And you took, I encourage all of Team Universe to take all of the courses. I think it's very important for people to take these courses. And I want the team to be as happy and healthy and successful as they absolutely possibly can. I don't just preach it. I teach it and I follow it as well. All of the things that I teach, I follow. So I wanted to, the reason I asked you if you were still here is because Vanessa took Breaking the True Love Code. And I wanted to ask you how you personally felt about the course.
Well, I thought it was great. I mean, there was a lot of things that were unexpected that I didn't think I would get out of it. One being, you know, getting to know myself and, you know, what I want from a relationship better, I think was surprising to me, just how much I didn't know about that. I thought I knew what I want out of a relationship, but you really helped us delve deep and discover more about ourselves in that way. And so that was really surprising and helpful. That was a big takeaway for me is, you know, finding out what I want from a relationship, because then I can communicate that to my partner and, you know, whoever else in my life.
Yeah. So. Absolutely. And the reason I'm asking you that question, because you know me, there's always a reason. What was interesting to me is, like I said to all you listeners, Team Universe takes all of the courses because, again, I want everybody to be happy, healthy, successful, and just extraordinary in their life. What was I thought was wonderful was, just like Vanessa said, she learned so much about herself through taking the course that she actually went home and spoke to her husband and has talked to her husband into taking the next course. So I thought that was pretty powerful within itself.
Yeah. I watched another couple take the course and saw all of the interactions that they were able to have during it and, you know, wanted that for myself and my husband. And I want us to go through it together and have those aha moments and have those, you know, those discovery moments together as well. Because like you said, you learn a lot about yourself, but then you also learn a lot about, you know, if you do it with a partner, you learn a lot about them too. So.
Absolutely. It's really, really, I think, a great course for couples to take. If you don't have a partner yet, that's why it is called Breaking the True Love Code. It will help you in your life benefit all of your relationships and get you ready to find that special somebody. But it's really about one of the things that I spoke to Jason about earlier is about, you know, we have to get to know ourselves and know what we really want, because we need to be able to tell that special somebody in our life what it is that we really want, so that we're not cheating them from a great relationship, but also so that we're not cheating ourselves from a great relationship. That, I think, is super important. So our next intensive of Breaking the True Love Code will be held January 16th, 17th, and 18th. For more information on this amazing intensive, or our January and February schedules, please send us an email at support@theuniverseseries.com. Remember, it's limited to 8 people, so reserve your seat now by contacting us at support@theuniverseseries.com, and we will send you all of the information you need to make an amazing life choice for yourself. The Focus Life series provides answers to life's frequently asked questions. Be sure to tune in to Walk Your Talk with Leanne Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. Leanne is CEO and founder of the Tapestry of Adoption and the Walk Your Talk coach at Legacy Now Lived. Legacy Now Lived. Sorry, I was reading that off my screen. Leanne's specialty is empowering the adoption community to connect and embrace their stories and improve their relationships. Also, mark my words with certified life and business coach Mark Shaw on Sunday the 4th at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Call in for some free coaching on wherever you're stuck, relationships challenge, business challenge, personal life challenge. Mark says, bring it on. Mark Shaw is a certified life and business coach and the host of Mark My Words. You can find him at www.markshall.com. Our next show is Monday, January 5th at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern. It is There Are No Mistakes, Only Lessons. I am really excited to say all of Team Universe will be on the show. Yay! Sharing with you mistakes they've made in their lives and how they learned their lessons and found success. Remember, you're not alone, so come and share your story. I'm also excited because we're moving to Blog Talk Radio. So as of Monday, January 5th, we will be on Blog Talk Radio, and you can listen to us at www.blogtalkradio.com/universetalks. The show will also be available on iTunes, and people, you guys can click, I think it's the purple icon underneath the banner on the page, blogtalkradio.com/universetalks, to follow along and make sure you get the most recent episode when it comes out. And you can listen to it whenever you want, wherever you are, at whatever time you want. So it's very, very convenient for you. I want to leave you with the thought: treat people the way you want to be treated. Be honest, be genuine, be understanding, and show compassion. The value you want people to give you is the value you should be able to give others. Thanks for listening to Universe Talks with Monica Ortiz. Have a beautiful 2 weeks until we talk again.